were asking why, you know, why we don't have that onion casserole and your sweet
green
pea casserole,
green bean casserole more often. With the onions on top?
Why is this the only time of year to get whole turkeys?
Well, you can buy turkeys year-round, and people, you know, my mom and dad cook turkeys all the time. They'll Weber them or deep fry them, or they do that. We don't. I don't know why. Because you know, turkey's good anytime.
Well, why do we only have pumpkin pie at?
Because you know, yeah. Well, I guess you could buy canned pumpkin about any time you want, right?
It's just not the same, though, is it?
No. When it's 100 degrees, pumpkin pie just doesn't sound right.
It's just one of those things, you know. It's just all seasonal.
And we found a turkey farm locally.
Yes, Desert Oasis in Buckeye.
Okay, that's not the one I was thinking.
I know, I'm still looking.
That's good. Desert Oasis in Buckeye. Do they give you any details on there? Can you go pick one out, or you just go pick it up and it's already viscerated and plucked and ready to go?
Haven't gotten that far, but I suspect if you want a fresh, maybe a little on the late side. I think you have to kind of pre-order. Baby Kay always did it, putting her order ahead of time.
And it really does make a difference. I mean, you could take a frozen turkey, thaw it out, and bake it, and it, you know, taking it from the baker to the deep fryer makes a big difference. But man, getting something that hasn't been frozen to the core for a couple months, that's a big difference.
They are better if you've never had one. There's a big difference.
A little pricier, but definitely worth the expense.
If you're only doing it once a year, you know, and it's, you know, 15 or 20 bucks more, whatever it is, you know, it's not that big a deal. So it is a huge difference. People try it one time, and I don't know how to explain it.
Now, Jay, you were talking at the break about the friend of yours that always buys the chicks back in the spring and then raises them, and, you know, you celebrate.
We have a big party.
And the big party.
And end of the turkey's live party.
And they get to be – tell us how big those little
– Well, the toms will get 50 pounds, 50, 55
now
pounds.
That there's a lot of turkey.
You know, by the time you're done with them, they're still
– dressed out.
40 pounds. I mean, there are some of the people that come don't have ovens big enough to cook them. They're that big.
Well, that's the case, too, when you deep fry. They have to be a certain size.
Yes.
Those great big guys won't fit in those pots.
Won't fit in there, yeah.
So I think a 15-pound is about right, Romy, for those deep fryers?
Generally speaking, you don't want to go. Well, and if you're getting it frozen, something else we were talking about, you know, unfrozen versus frozen, even a smaller turkey can be more tender. So when you get above the 15, the 16, the 18 pounds, that could be a tougher turkey. So what we generally look for when we're picking out a deep fried turkey is 13 pounds or less.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't like to go over the 15 pound is what.
And you cook three or four of them rather than 150 pounder.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Plus, they cook a lot quicker. So, you know, that's part of it, too. You get a big turkey, it takes longer to cook.
Harder
to tell when they're done, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, and that pan's really heavy pulling it out of the oven. So you got to be careful with that. And the deep fry thing, tell people, you know, you got to be a little careful making sure your oil's at the right level. And
your turkey's really dry.
Dry and thawed. You know, thawed. You put a frozen turkey in there, it'll shoot. Literally,
get hot oil.
It'll become
everywhere.
A projectile. Not only the turkey itself will physically get shot out, but the oil will go everywhere.
If
you put in a wet one, that water reacts to that oil and it starts splattering everywhere
instantly.
I mean, you start getting that on you, and what you really want to be careful for is that it doesn't get overfilled.
Right.
Because when it overfills,
right,
that gas. Or that oil somehow finds that fire underneath there.
Do it under a covered patio.
Or inside. Around children. You need to have a place separated from all the little people.
You need a yard.
On RosieOnTheHouse.com, in our FAQs, in the holiday section, there's Rosie preferred recipes for deep fried turkeys, and a lot of safety warnings and a lot of helpful hits about how to do it and how to season the bird and all those kind of things that'll keep you safe and secure throughout the holidays. So
yeah, our firemen are not crazy about deep fried turkeys.
No. The way, you know, then you got the propane tank right there close too, you know, so it's, you know, a little bit more fuel to the fire.
I know what you're doing. You know, a couple things going on. this weekend. Scottsdale Arts and Crafts Fair at the Senior Scottsdale Senior Center on Granite Reef in McDowell at 10 o'clock this morning. So if you're looking for Christmas gift ideas there, or our little Christmas, our gift shop at our Scottsdale location has their Christmas rollout today.
Oh, cool.
So the ladies have all kinds of little Christmas holiday decor things.
I can't tell you how much more enjoyable it is to do your Christmas shopping at a nursery as opposed to a mall. I learned that trick about 8 years ago, and I haven't been back to a mall or department store since.
Attaboy. I love you.
It's Rosie on the House coming up. We've got an hour of open calls and then an hour talking about countertops. Once we get our turkey prepared, cooked, and ready, what kind of countertop are you cutting yours on?
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.